the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain and the world said farewell to Queen Elizabeth II with pomp and pageantry. Crowds massed in the streets of London and at Windsor Castle to honor a monarch whose 70-year reign defined an era. It was the first state funeral since Winston Churchill's in 1965 drew world leaders and other royalty. Before a service, a bell tolled 96 times for each year of Elizabeth's life. Royal Navy sailors pulled a gun carriage carrying her flag-draped coffin to Westminster Abbey before pallbearers carried it inside. Atop the coffin sat a handwritten note from King Charles III. After a service at a chapel in Windsor Castle, the coffin was lowered into the royal vault. Britain and the world said goodbye, and mourners lined the streets in London, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A marching band of the King's Guards stomped down the Mall as spectators pressed on their tippy toes to get a clear view. The Royal Horse Guards soon followed as mourners reached high with their cell phones to at least capture the spectacular sight on camera. The crowd was mixed with people from around the globe, young and old. Many were so well prepared they brought stools and selfie sticks. But it was clear that everyone there was excited. 11-year-old Mason said he made his mum and aunt take him down especially.
You that wanted to come down, or was it your mum?
It was me.
It was you?
Yeah, I dragged her to... both into this.
Mourner Jenny Christmas said she wanted her grandson Bowie to have a memory he would never forget.
It's really important that he knows about our history and our royal family.
Karen Chamas, London.
This